start out by taking a deep breath in. And relax. And start tapping on the side of your hand, karate chop point. Even though my social anxiety really sucks, and I suck because I have it, and I can't overcome it, and maybe part of me doesn't want to overcome it, I want to find a way to get acceptance of what's going on, even though it's impossible. Even though I really want to be socially at ease, it seems impossible for me. It seems so far away from possible for me. I just don't think I can get there ever. And if I can, it's probably going to take forever. So why bother? I want to accept how I feel. Even though I feel stuck and it seems like I can't overcome my social anxiety, and I blame myself for having it, and it looks like I can never overcome it, I want to find a way to accept where I am and I want to be open to the possibility that maybe some way, somehow, there might be a bit of relief I can experience today. Good, now tapping on the beginning of the eyebrows. My social anxiety really sucks. The side of the eyes. I'm so ashamed that I have this. On the eyes, many other people don't have it. On the nose, what's wrong with me that I have it? It's so frustrating that I'm dealing with it. Collarbone, it pisses me off. Under the arms, it's unfair that others don't have it. On the liver point, and I blame myself that I'm still stuck with it. Wrist point, I'm not trying hard enough. Top of the head, I'm not doing enough. The beginning of the eyebrows. I'm such a loser for dealing with this anxiety. Side of the eyes. I'm just too weak and sensitive. On the eyes, it's so embarrassing. On the nose. And what if I have to deal with this for the rest of my life? The chin. My social anxiety sucks. Collarbone, I suck for having it. Under the arms, I'm so frustrated. The liver point, I wish I could change this, but it doesn't feel possible. The wrist point, maybe there are reasons why I'm stuck. Top of the head, maybe there are ways I could overcome this. Beginning of the eyebrows. What if anxiety is actually there to serve me? On the side of the eyes. What if anxiety just means that my brain perceives danger? under the eyes, and it responds by firing off the built-in response to danger on the nose. And that response sends adrenaline and other hormones throughout my body, chin, preparing me to fight, flee, or freeze. Collarbone. That perception of danger puts my body in survival mode. Under the arms, and I feel anxiety. Liver point, really sucks to feel it. Wrist point, and that's a big problem in and of itself. Top of that. But on top of that, I feel really bad about it. Beginning of the eyebrows, and I feel really bad about myself for having it. Side of the eyes, I shouldn't have it. Under the eyes, but I'm not doing it on purpose. Under the nose, I'm doing the best I can. Chin. And what if the anxiety is there for the right reasons? Collarbone, my brain perceives danger. Under the arms. And it simply puts my body in survival mode. Liver point. There's nothing wrong with me. Wrist point. My brain just perceives danger. Top of that. When I'm in a social situation, beginning of the eyebrows, my brain is thinking, what if they don't like me? Side of the eyes. Careful, you might get rejected. Under the eyes, I might make a fool out of myself. Under the nose, I'm not worthy enough to be with these people. Chin, they're better than me. Collarbone, what if they laugh at me? Under the arms, my brain filters the world through all of those beliefs. Liver point. And I got these beliefs somewhere. Wrist point. I wasn't a little baby afraid to be laughed at. Top of the head. As a little baby, I wasn't afraid that people, you know, would be mean to me. Beginning of the eyebrows. I all learned that. Side of the eyes. All these perceptions of danger are learned. Under the eyes, it's all programming. Under the nose. And the good thing about that is, on the chin, is that I can release it. Collarbone, all that programming that I learned causing those perceptions of danger. Under the arms, clearing all of them that is safe for me right now. Liver point, clearing them throughout my past. Wrist point, clearing them throughout my childhood. Top of that, all of the reasons why I don't feel safe socially. Beginning of the eyebrows, clearing those at a cellular level. Side of the eyes, I want to stop beating up on myself for being anxious. On the eyes, I can't help it. On the nose, and I can't beat myself up enough to make it go away. Chin, the more I fight it, the stronger it gets. Collarbone, what if I accepted my anxiety? Under the arms, doesn't mean that I want it to stay. Liver point, or that I like it. Wrist point, and acceptance doesn't mean that I give up and surrender. Top of that. It just means that I accept that my anxiety is trying to serve me, to keep me safe from the danger my brain perceives. Beginning of the eyebrows. I accept that I'm dealing with this challenge. Sighty eyes. And I know that I am not the challenge. Under the eyes. All of this programming that I picked up is the challenge. Under the nose. But I can't get rid of that. Chin. What if I can? Collarbone. But it will be really hard. Under the arms. What if it doesn't have to be hard? Liver point. I tried to overcome my social anxiety and it didn't work. Wrist point. Maybe what I tried wasn't the right way for me. Top of the head. I'm open to the possibility, beginning of the eyebrows, that there are solutions out there for me. The side of the eyes. This energy psychology sounds pretty promising. Under the eyes. What if I could free myself of this? Under the nose. What if 2016 could be my year of freedom? Chin. I'd love to feel comfortable around others. Collarbone. I'm just working through some programming. Under the arms. I can just clear it bit by bit. Liver point. Other people are making progress. Wrist point. Other people are releasing their anxiety. Top of the hat. It might be possible for me too. Beginning of the eyebrows. I'm open to the possibility it can be easier than I thought. Sighty eyes, but it's so hard to be socially confident. Sighty eyes, it looks like so much pressure. And what if they'll be jealous? Chin, what if they don't like the new me? Collarbone, and who will I be anyway? Under the arms, what if I'll just be the real me? Liver point, the me that I am when I feel at my best. Wrist point, there's a part of me deep inside who knows exactly who I am. Top of the head, I want that part of me to come out more. Beginning of the eyebrows. Social confidence is nothing but being natural. Sighty eyes. I thought it was a really big deal. Sighty eyes. But that's just because I look at it from the anxiety. And when I was looking through anxious lenses, social confidence is huge. Chin, but what if it's just being relaxed? Collarbone, what if it's just not getting triggered? Under the arms, what if it's just my brain no longer perceiving danger? Liver point, I love to be myself. Wrist point, I want to connect with people. Top of that, but it's not safe to connect with them. Beginning of the eyebrows. That's just a belief that I picked up. Sighty eyes, that's just part of the programming. Under the eyes, and I can release this programming. I don't know, there are reasons for why my brain perceives danger. Chin, there are painful experiences in my past. Collarbone. Repetitive programming in my childhood. Under the arms. And with tapping and energy psychology, I can get rid of that. Liver point. So that I connect with who I really am. Respond. 2016, I'm going to update my brain's software. Top of the head. So I can feel calm and relaxed in social situations. Beginning of the eyebrows. I want to feel at ease. Side eyes. I feel a bit more at ease already. On the eyes. Maybe I can do this. On the nose. I'm open to it being easier than I thought. Chin. I can take one step forward every day. Collarbone. And it doesn't have to be hard or difficult. Under the arms. And I can go at my own pace. On the liver point. I can do this. Wrist point. One safe step at a time. Top of that. I want 2016 to be my year of freedom. Beginning of the eyebrows. Wouldn't it be nice if I looked forward to meeting people? Side eyes. Wouldn't it be nice if I could freely speak my mind? Side eyes. Wouldn't it be nice if I felt present and in the moment? On the nose. Wouldn't it be nice if I had fun socially? Chin. Wouldn't it be great if I could laugh at myself? Collarbone. I want to feel calm and relaxed socially. Under the arms. And 2016 is going to be my year. Liver point. I appreciate myself for my courage moving forward. Wrist point. Things will be different for me in 2016. Top of the head. Different approach and different means different solutions. Beginning of the eyebrows. There are more ways that lead to Rome. Side of the eyes. I can always get outside help. On the eyes, just a matter of releasing the old programming. On the nose, social confidence is effortless. Chin, it's just natural. Collarbone, haven't seen many anxious babies around lately. Under the arms, can't wait to return to my natural state of being. Liver point, 2016 is going to be a good year. Wrist point, 2016 is going to be a great year for me. Top of the head. This year, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. Okay, take a deep breath in. And relax. All right, good. Well, hope that makes you feel a bit better and you have a bit more of a healthy perspective as to what it takes to freeing yourself of social anxiety. You know, it really is a matter of getting rid of that past programming that you picked up. And if you're ever stuck, you can find someone in the form of me or in the form of another therapist. You know, there are plenty of people out there who can help you with this. Energy psychology is really amazing. It's really powerful, and you can really get there. But you do actually need to start taking action, you know, take steps forward. Good thing about this is it's not painful. You don't have to forcefully face your fears. You actually face your fears internally. You apply the tapping or other energy psychology techniques, and bit by bit, you're releasing that programming. You know, if that whole social anxiety is, if you imagine that to be a pie, like a massive cake, like a massive pie, every time you start doing some inner work, you do some tapping or you do some energy psychology work, you're taking a small slice out of the pie. Now your social anxiety is a little less strong, and now you experience it maybe a little bit less, And as you keep taking slices out of that social anxiety pie, you'll start to, you know, find yourself, hey, I used to be anxious here, and now I'm not. Great, but I'm still very anxious in this situation. Okay, take another slice out of the pie. Now I only feel a little bit anxious in those situations. And, you know, this is improving, and I feel better about myself. My confidence is rising. I have more, I have more trust in myself. I feel more capable. I'm less perfectionistic. My anticipatory anxiety is decreasing. And as you keep taking slice out of that social anxiety pie, you're getting closer and closer to your natural state of being. The social confidence is really an effortless state. You know, I'm socially confident, but it's this big word, but it really is, you know, nothing special. You know, I'm just relaxed. And my friends are relaxed, and you just interact with people. You know, many people have social anxiety, but they don't have it generalized with all people in all situations. Some people do, but if you have some person that you feel totally comfortable with, then you know that is social confidence. You know, if you're totally comfortable with someone, it could even be a dog. Then that's who you really are. And that's what you're returning to as you start doing that inner work, clearing the old stuff, getting rid of the resistance, accepting what is. And yeah, that's how you can get there. Anyway, I'm going to end it right here. And I'm going to wish you a really awesome, socially confident 2016. I hope you have awesome connections with people, a lot of fun in social situations, and peace of mind, social freedom, and a satisfying social life.